Now, if you notice a change in the Belfast skyline around the River Laggan, a new £29.5 million extension is currently being built on the Waterfront Hall. It aims to transform the venue into a world-class conference centre. But it seems not everyone's happy with this new building. The recognisable round-shaped Waterfront Hall has now been blocked out of view by the new extension. If you log on to Twitter, we have tweeted a picture of this now. Belfast City Councillor Jim Rogers is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Mr. Rogers.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan.
And the commentator, Malachy O'Doherty. Good morning to you, Malachy.
Morning, Stephen. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Malachy.
Well, what do you make of this, Malachy?
I don't like it at all. I mean, I said so at the time when it was announced that they were doing this, that the plan appeared to be just to build a box around the Waterfront Hall. I think the Waterfront Hall, as was a beautiful building. I think it was an embellishment, an ornament of the whole centre of Belfast and the Riverside. I think that it's an absolute atrocity to conceal that, but to conceal it with something that looks like a mobile home, you know, like a big prefab of some kind that has no elegance or charm or beauty about it at all. I what were these people thinking?
Like presumably they would have spent a fortune getting the design of the round-shaped Waterfront Hall at the time. Pretty iconic building, in my view, when you drive past it.
Stephen, it was, if you remember back to the time when it opened in the 90s and the excitement around the sense of a new Belfast and a city that was accessible again. And it was almost, so there, you know, this is symbolic in the sense that it's, okay, it's a beautiful building, or was a beautiful building until they destroyed it. In a beautiful part of Belfast, but it was also symbolic of a period of time when people could come out of the darker areas. You know, people felt more mobile within the city and could come to a new space, which was a new beautiful space, which was open to everybody at various types of concerts and represented the new city in peacetime. And to forget all that and to discount the elegance of it, to discount the historic value of it, to discount the skyline of Belfast, or to discount the scenery around the river, and just say, oh, what we need is a conference centre, so we'll build a big box around the waterfront. I mean, if they wanted a conference centre in Sydney, would they build a box around the Sydney Opera House?
Jim?
Well, I can understand where Malachy's coming from, and I've got to be open and frank here. Yes, we've received mixed views. Now, the space that we were building in was limited. Were we to move and build a new conference exhibition centre? Because the emphasis here has got to be on exhibition centre. And I think that Malachy and others who are being critical will really be impressed whenever they see the finished interior. We're in a highly...
But we're talking about the exterior, Jim. We're talking about our landscape.
I accept that, Stephen. But as you realise, there's some... Architecture has changed tremendously over the years. Young architects have different ideas from some of their older breed. But furthermore, it is nice in itself. Now, make no mistake about it. It will grow on people. As you come over the Queen's Bridge and look left, it may look a little bit like an eyesore, but don't accept that it looks like a mobile home, as Malachy has mentioned. Now,
you've just described it as an eyesore.
No, it's not an eyesore.
It may look a little bit like an eyesore,
well,
is exactly what you just said.
It may look to some people like an eyesore, but I have no doubt that once they get right up to it close, once they get into the interior, because remember, we're competing here in a very, very difficult market. We're being repeatedly told that conferences won't come to Belfast and use the Waterfront Hall because we don't have large enough exhibition space. Now, I was in Liverpool a few weeks ago, and whenever I look at what they're doing and what they are about to open in regards to their exhibition centre, in regards to space, absolutely fabulous. So we're competing against all of these cities.
But why could there not have been a bigger space built, simply extending the shape of the building?
Not possible.
Or replicating the shape of the building in some way?
If you recall, whenever Laganside Corporation were responsible for the developments along the river, we at no time were told that it was the intention to put up office blocks in front of the waterfront. We were horrified. We argued. We fought with Laganside. We got simply nowhere. And if you're coming down the likes of Chichester Street or May Street, The whole view of the waterfront has been destroyed because of that large glass-fronted building. Now, that's concerning, but I have no doubt whenever Malachy, whenever you, Stephen, and whenever others see the finished article, well, they will be most impressed.
Well, if you spend $30 million, I would expect to be impressed. But, I mean, Jim, you're of an age to remember some of the great buildings in Belfast that were destroyed, like the GNR, for instance, you know, like the Gate Lodge at Queen's.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and I mean, you're making this case that architecture changes from generation to generation. But part of what is important is preserving what was older. I mean, for goodness sake, it wasn't that old. It was the 1990s.
But Malachy, we're not preserving anything. This is a new build. There was nothing there before. It's close to the Hilton Hotel. And always remember, if it hadn't have been for Belfast City Council taking that decision, it was a majority decision, a way back, and I was part of it, in the 1990s, there would have been no Hilton Hotel, BT Tower, PricewaterhouseCoopers, the list is endless.
If you would go onto our Twitter feed this morning as you're listening to the programme today and have a look at this new extension to the Waterfront Hall, at Stephen Nolan on Twitter, we've tweeted out a picture of it. Malachy, what did you call it again?
I called it like a prefabricated mobile home, you know. It's a box around the Waterfront Hall. And you know something, I was going on the other websites this morning to see, and Discover Northern Ireland are still using the old beautiful dome image. The Waterfront Facebook page is using the old image. Visit Belfast is using it. So websites that are promoting Belfast are selecting the image of the old Waterfront Hall.
Now, well, the new one's not finished yet, to be fair.
Well, but the old one is gone. You know,
no, Malachy, the old one hasn't gone.
From the river view, from the beautiful river
this
view,
is an extension.
Which is the most important view of it.
It's gone, Jim, insofar as you can't see it.
Look, this is an exhibition.
Jim, is what is being used to market
already,
Northern Ireland still.
We have already got a conference hall, conference concert hall, which is costing us about $2 million annually.
We're not talking about inside it. We're talking about the outside,
no,
the visage.
I accept that, Stephen.
So it's gone. You can't see it.
Look, you could not see the Waterfront Hall from Oxford Street and May Street and Chichester Street. You can only see part of it. As you come over the bridge, you can still see the Waterfront Hall. Yes, you can see a large piece of the extension, but I'm very confident that people will grow to like it. It's like a whole lot of things.
But that's it. As we see it now, Jim, in that picture today, it's not going to get any better, is it? That's it. That's the finished article on the outside, isn't it?
Let me repeat. Things grow on all of us. At the start, it's like a new car coming out. At first, some of us simply say, why have they replaced the old model? It was much nicer. I can almost guarantee that that's what people will say about our Waterfront Exhibition Centre.
Didn't say, what have they done? My God, what have they done?
Do you think the new front of the Waterfront Hall, Jim, is better than the old front?
Yes, I do. I do. And it was very important
to
take this step, costing almost $30 million, the bulk of money coming from Europe, to do this, Stephen.
What's nicer about it?
Well, I just think the architecture, it's modern.
It's what?
It's modern. And that's important.
It's a huge rectangle.
And remember, it's in a limited space. It's not as if we were starting from an empty piece of land. It was an add-on. And I think people will really be impressed. So let's give it a chance. Why do we keep knocking everything that we do in our great city?
People like you, Malachy.
Why, people like me? What you've done, Jim, is you've knocked the beautiful Waterfront Hall. I loved that hall. I mean, and I spoke very, and I mean, okay, you say I knock things, but I never knocked that. I always thought that was a glorious sight in the city of Belfast. I think the Titanic building is a wonderful thing as well. I think that whole area along the river is fantastic. I was a wee bit quizzical or sceptical about the new cycle bridge. I now think it's fantastic.
Well, now there you are, Malachy. You see, sometimes first impressions are wrong. And what I would say to you, whenever the hall's completed, you make contact with me, and you and any of your colleagues who want to come round for a tour, I'd only be too willing to take you along with senior management team there. And I would hope that your views would be entirely different. I respect your views. You're entitled to
Caroline,
them. But let us stop knocking things.
Caroline tweets me.
Whenever we're trying to improve Belfast.
Caroline tweets me this morning and says it's like an oversized caravan with an E on the end of it. Stu tweets me and says it's like when an attractive woman gets plastic surgery and it all goes wrong. Susan says, just had a look at the picture. I have to say, I'm terribly disappointed. I loved seeing the waterfront as it was. Brendan says it looks like a mobile home. Here's Michael in Belfast. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan. Here is
such an eyesore. Such as an eyesore, says Cleona. What the? It's like a floating mobile home.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan.
Pat Podrick says Jim Rogers trying and failing to justify the desecration of the waterfront.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan.
Gronje says laughable. The offices as the front of the waterfront were bad enough, but this takes the biscuit.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan.
Lorna says, what the hell is that? Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
What do you think of the new waterfront?
Well, I tell you what, I don't know, but I tell you what, Jim Rogers gave me an offer. It took me back years.
Why?
Norman Vaughan, roses grow on you. It'll grow on you.
Have you seen it on Twitter? Have you got Twitter?
I'm here to tell you something. Pen and pencil, paper, blackboard chalk. I'm not into all that caper. You know what I mean?
Have you looked at a picture of it yet?
No, I haven't. I'm not one of those, what do you call them, silver surfers. So, anyway, why are they doing this?
Well, because they needed to an extension. Colin Lurgan, good morning, Colin.
Good morning, Stephen. Yes. Is this like a ball that falls? Is this a waste of money?
Well, you're the type of person Jim Rogers is talking about. He's sick and tired of people like you running down the city.
May I need to put the money into the hospitals?
Jim?
I agree, but we're having a new state-of-the-art accident emergency unit opening tomorrow at the Royal Victoria Hospital. I'm delighted, even though it's taken an additional 3 years. I'm very confident that people will like this new conference centre. And the most important thing, the answer, Michael, we had to do something. We're losing out on many conferences because we don't have a large enough space for exhibiting. And that's why we've been discussing this over the last few years, and the council took this decision that this was the best way of moving forward. Belfast, anyone who was in Belfast over the last few days, to see the number of visitors from all over the world, that wouldn't have happened just
Well, that's why it's really important what our buildings look like.
Well, that's why people are going to be walking around looking for it, because they'll see it on all the websites.
Why couldn't you not use the extending buildings that's already there?
Which building are you referring to?
The waterfront.
The waterfront, or even any buildings in the town centre?
The existing waterfront hall is still there.
It's not. You can't see it.
Yes, but it's still there, Stephen.
Jim, it's like
mine. It hasn't been demolished.
Jim, it's like my nipple under my shirt. You can't see it.
Stephen,
it's still there.
Stephen, don't put
it
on that road.
I'm telling you, it's still there.
Stephen, the same with you. I've given you a Malagate invitation. I'm giving you one too. Let's be positive about this. Whenever I go to other cities and I hear public representatives, I hear the wider community talking, they're proud of their city. I'm proud of my city and I want the best for it. And I will make sure
great
parents' money is spent in the right way.
Look at the amount of money that has been spent in the city.
Here's
Gabby. The falls, they're running about the money that has been spent around about there. And we're all waste of money. The health service is absolutely appalling.
Here's Gabby and Yuri. Hello, Gabby.
Stephen,
yes.
I have to say, Jim Rogers is doing a great edition of the Emperor's New Clothes. I have in front of me here the September to December edition of the Front Row Waterfront brochure.
Yes.
Open page one, you can see a big porta cabin. There's no other word to describe it. It's horrible.
The new building that's cost $29.5 million?
Look, the waterfront was a fabulous building to go into and a lovely ambience when you were standing on the different levels. With a big round glass for said, you could look out over either the waterfront or Belfast City, and you just felt you were somewhere special. And you had a fabulous view.
Well, presumably, you haven't been in the new one yet, so you're simply jumping to conclusions.
I'm in the waterfront more times than the staff that's in it, but having said that, this is horrible looking.
Well, Gabby,
I wouldn't make
Gabby, I'm sorry to hear you saying that. But I want you to come along also whenever the hall is
You're inviting
completed,
me?
And hopefully you will have a different view.
Jim, are you inviting me?
I'm inviting you.
I'm a man that's never out of the waterfront, and I would sing its praises, but I mean, that is absolutely terrible looking at that photograph.
Well, photographs don't always tell the truth.
Well, I'm doing
they don't hide a lot either.
Hold on a moment. Photographs tell. It's photographs that you use to market buildings around our city. Of course, photographs tell the truth, Jim.
No, they don't always tell the truth. It can be quite misleading from time to time. Whenever I look at your photograph, I would say to myself, there's a guy's well turned out, good looking bloke. But whenever you see in reality, it's the complete opposite. So the camera's lying.
Malachy?
Well, the camera, the point about the image of the Waterfront Hall is that it is being used still by several websites to market Northern Ireland. Tourists are going to come here, they're going to be walking along the river, and they're going to be saying, where is that beautiful dome that we saw on the website, that we saw on the brochure? And they will see what people are now saying looks like a porta cabin. And Jim is all right defending how other cities preserve and value their architecture, and he talks about Liverpool. Can you imagine what people would be saying if in Liverpool they decided to build a box around the cathedral? You know, Liverpool is a city that values its architecture and is capable of developing in beautiful ways along the waterfront, but preserves what's older. We built something wonderful in the Waterfront Hall in the 1990s. It was architecturally beautiful and it was culturally significant because it related to the peace and the changing character of the city. And that should have been preserved. I wouldn't use the word iconic about very much in Belfast, but I really did feel that about that building, and I know a lot of other people did. And to come along and just stick a big plaster wall, a big prefab in front of it, and say, that's good enough for you, you'll get to like it, that is not good enough. That is an atrocious way to manage the ambience of a city. The council really should hang their heads in the shame over this.
Well, I'm very disappointed, Malachy, with your views. And again, as I said earlier, I respect them, but I think you two may well be made eat your words whenever you see everything finished and completed.
Well, I look forward to that day. I'll stand with you on the bridge and we'll look down across the river at it and we'll...
But Jim, it is finished on the outside. The shape is the shape. The rectangular, as Malachy has described it, mobile home, prefab, that's the shape that it is, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't describe it like that. Stephen, let me repeat. We were building unlimited space and I think that the architects and the contractors have done a fabulous job.
Yes.
Let's wait to see the completed article, both outside and inside, and I hope that people's views will change.
Do you know what I'd like to do today? Because, you know, as soon as the Balls and the Falls went up, people were calling us suggesting names. The Balls and the Falls was the one that stuck. Nuala with a Hulu was another one we had for the Balls and the Falls. We need a name, don't we?
Well, the last thing we want is the Nolan Show, and you in particular giving it any name.
No, we need a name for this new structure.
It's the Waterfront Conference and Exhibition Centre.
No, but we need a name that the people are going to create.
Well, let me assure you, it'll not be called the Nolan Hall.
What about, I don't know, now, if you want to text us this morning, 81771 with your suggestions, have a look on Twitter, at Stephen Nolan, or call us on our new number, 03030805555. We need a name for this. What about the Belfast Box, Jim?
Don't be so ridiculous, Stephen.
What about the Box Front?
Absolutely not. I've told you what we call the hall. It's the Belfast Waterfront.
What about the Shoebox on the Water?
Come off it, Stephen. Let's be positive. Let's be positive. That's important. Belfast is building itself up tremendously. Thousands of visitors every week coming in to see what we have got to offer. People, 9 out of 10 of them, really impressed. So let us stop this business.
I wonder, Malachy. I wonder, Malachy, if the Belfast Box will stick.
The caravan.
Right. 08459. Oh, it's not that number. Sorry. I got that wrong. Jim, it's always nice to talk to you.
And you too.
Thank you
Malachy.
Very much. Oh, thank you, Malachy.
See you there.
Good morning to you. 03030 805555. Let's name this new £30 million extension onto the waterfront this morning. The Belfast Box. How did I come up with that? That might not be reasonable, actually. Maybe you want to... The Belfast Beauty. The Belfast Beauty. That's what you could call it.